Tony was roughly about 6 years old. At long playing at home. His mother was in another room. But he got bored and decided to play with the ball. His mother told him not to do that in the house. But she wasn't around to see. So he did it anyway. He was having fun for a while until he broke something. He ran out of the room. Later on, his mother discovered the broken item in the front room. Laying next to it was his ball. She asked him about it, called him into the room. He said he knew nothing about it. He did not do it. Looked his mother straight in the face and said that to her. She stepped back and asked him again, explaining to him that we're alone in the house. Only you and I are here. And there's your toy right next to the broken item. He finally confessed he did do it. She talked to him, reassured him that it isn't that bad. We'll get through this. Gave him a hug, told him to clean it up. And when they replaced that item, he had to go with her in the store to do that. As we were growing up as kids, our parents and our loved ones taught us a lot of things. And one of them is mercy. We fail to realize how powerful it is, but the things we've done in our youth as we're trying to figure out life, trying to figure out who we are, as our life's changing, our body is changing, our mind is just developing. We're trying different things. Sometimes we fall short. Sometimes things break. Sometimes things happen. And we need mercy. Our parents and our loved ones, sometimes it's our uncle, our grandparents, gave us these gifts of grace. The depth of grace is very strong. We don't realize that until we're getting older. Need more time of life. More time, life experience to reflect on what that gift really means when our parents guided us, encouraged us, there to catch us when we fall short. Our safety net, times we didn't even ask for them to be there. Mercy. In our scripture today, we see a woman is brought before a crowd, caught in an act of adultery. Publicly placed in the middle where she's shunned. But people say there she is. There is sin. Separated from the community. Brought before Jesus. Not only was she called in sin, but her sin was made public. And also used to test Jesus. But Jesus didn't respond the way the crowd wanted him to. He stopped. Wrote on the ground. Some say he was writing their sins on the ground. But what Jesus do is what Jesus always does. When we're in the midst of our sin or our pain and suffering, he steps closer to us. Not like the crowd, which isolated the person, put her in the middle, separated her from the community. Jesus did what Jesus does, steps closer. Where her brokenness and mercy met. Jesus showed love and mercy to a person to publicly embarrass someone who's hurting and broken. Mercy. We know how it feels. We've been there. But we've fallen short, saddened about our own life decisions. Feeling alone, even in the midst of a crowd. Mercy. Here we are. Last Sunday, we heard about the prodigal son who was forgiven by his father, who ran and embraced him. And this Sunday, we learned about mercy from a woman who was publicly embarrassed by her sins, the mercy of God placed upon her. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday. Then following Holy Week, then Easter Sunday. We have been fasting and praying, giving almsgiving during this Lenten season, preparing ourselves for Easter Sunday, preparing ourselves to be closer to God. We need this mercy, not only for ourselves, but for those people in our lives, people we encounter day in and day out. We've been there. We know how it feels. So when a person comes to you feeling sinful, alone, and broken, we need to do what God does. We need to do what our Savior does. We need to step closer. We need to show our brothers and sisters what mercy really is. Mercy doesn't just remove the situation. It restores the person, the character, the self-esteem, who they are as a person. It restores them to the fold, the community. It's a great healing, mercy is. Everyone needs to be feel part of a body. Sin separates us. And we need to bring people home every day of our lives. So when people in our lives fall short and we feel broken, we need to step closer. Amen?
Amen.